needs. And so they're tuning a little low on the pin, because this chanter isn't B-flat. It's a 473 or so. So I'm just going to push the tuning plugs in so I can tune a little higher on the pin real quick. I mean, they come in, even if they're howling, but just gotta hit it.
Yeah.
tape on every hole. This is a interesting. Okay. Example of how they'll start even if they're howling. I'm not going to hit the bag at all. All the drums are going. Thank you. dunked this reed in water before playing, and so it's moving around a little bit. That E that I taped at the beginning is now out of tune. So let's just move the tape and see what happens. The drones could probably use a little fine tuning too. I think the tape is slippery and it just slid. I need new tape.
That is the problem.
Tapey, tapey, tape, tape. Where are you? There's some tape. That's still tacky. Yay. Too much. Try that. Rotate the chanter just a little more. Still in a funky spot.
Thank you.
You'll notice that when I turn the bass and one tenor off, tune one tenor, and then try to bring the second tenor back on, the bass comes in first. You would have noticed that in the last tuning session. So that just goes to show that the tenors are set a little too hard for this particular channer reed, even relative to the bass. So I had these in a Henderson bagpipe before, so might have something to do with it. I think the reed in that channer's and that bagpipe's harder too. So I don't think the tenors would howl as much if I were just close the bridle down a bit, but I like the sound, so I'm just going to leave it.
Thank you.
bifocal dystonia. Anyways. I reckon this recording's getting kind of long at 33 minutes. So I think I'll call it quits. At least for the recording. So, toodaloo.